This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Anita Cooper works 8 hours a day in her Stanton area studio, painting lovely color-drenched watercolors. Ms. Cooper has two passions, she says. One is science, with an emphasis on botany, and the other is art. Anita studied oil painting in college, but for years struggled to think she was good enough to call herself a real artist doing real art. Indeed, Anita Cooper put her brushes aside while raising children, but serendipitously took them out again for a watercolor class a decade and a half ago. And thus began artist Anita Cooper's romance with combining her love of science with her artistic medium of choice.
I like the way the colors could flow together. I liked either, you know, you could get a real saturated color or you could get a lighter color, and you could put layers over layers, and it was like putting stained glass over stained glass, because watercolor is transparent and what's underneath shows through.
Do you remember inside you any sense of homecoming? Or I don't want to put words in your mouth, but when you picked up that watercolor brush.
Oh, it was good to be back in art. All the same, I don't know if this is something you want to put on the air, but when I came down here, I did the Artist Way with a group of women in the arts. There was another painter, somebody who did puppets.
And what is the Artist Way?
The Artist Way is a book that just talks about life and living with an artist's view of the world, I guess. And I felt that living in Washington with all the politics and nobody very interested in art, I had been denying such a part of myself. I cried all the way through that book. I felt like I'd found myself in that book.
And this is, you look emotional now, just thinking about it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And this is just reading a book.
And yes, it was just reading the book. That's mostly when I cried. Then when we got together to talk about it, lots of times everybody cried.
And where did you get together to talk about it?
I had my art by that time in a gallery downtown called the White Swan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was owned by Laura Gilliland.
Downtown in Stanton. Stanton.
And so the White Swan was very pleased to have my art. She's a painter in oil, mm-hmm. and a wonderful painter, actually. We met sometimes there, and sometimes we'd meet in somebody's home, but usually not.
And this was a group, and I interrupted you. You were saying there was a puppet maker
and writer and a dancer. And
meeting in Stanton.
In Stanton, right. Yes. To just actually talk about the arts. But then when we read this book, we talked about the book.
And you felt that you had found yourself.
Yes.
Can you put into words at all that, you know, you'd had a busy, productive life and raise kids and have a long-term, wonderful, I assume, it certainly seems, a relationship with your husband. What had been missing?
I didn't know what was missing, really. I'm more interested in science than even art, the science and nature, mm-hmm. in that area. And I really didn't have confidence yet with my art. And so I had just sort of put it aside or occasionally had a little fun with it.
Didn't take it seriously.
I didn't take it seriously because I didn't think anybody else would.
And did that change when you went to the gallery?
That began to change. Then I would say it continued to change by reading The Artist's Way.
So that was a big deal, that book.
It was a big deal. Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at, is it bromelias?
Bromeliads.
Bromeliads of Costa Rica.
Yes.
A really lovely book that you have illustrated. Tell me about this book.
I had been reading in my scientific books and articles and so forth about the National Institute of Biodiversity. They're cataloging everything in Costa Rica. So I thought I would really like to do some art for them.
Why Costa Rica?
Costa Rica has set aside quite a bit of its land to keep as natural, even though that's difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Costa Rica because David said when he retired, how would you like to go? And I thought, oh, this is heaven. So we went, and I took over a few watercolors to show them and see if they would like me to do something. They at first had me doing pen and ink drawings for their scientific papers. Pen and ink is not my medium. I find it difficult and just hard to work with. But they were very pleased. I was already working with the botanist who was the bromeliad expert. He saw my watercolors and said, oh, these are great. Could I show them to somebody? Within an hour, they had asked me to do this book.
Oh.
So I had 6 months to do this book.
Tell me about those 6 months.
Well, I worked.
Oh, describe the book first.
The book.
Yep.
It is a guidebook. And if you open it up, on the left page is a description of the plant in Spanish and in English. On the opposite page is a full painting of the plant they're describing. I worked with Francisco Morales, who was a great person to work with. He took us out every time he collected the plants for me to paint. We would bring the plants back, and then he would tell me, now you need to paint this one tonight. It'll be gone tomorrow. This one will last a week. This one will probably last 2 weeks. And I worked all day and sometimes at night to get them done.
How do you remember that time?
I was having more fun than I just about ever had in my life. Because I got to go out in the rainforest and see all this nature with someone who knew what I was seeing. And botany is what I'm most interested in. So Francisco could tell me all about it. And people were appreciating my art and my gift. I gave this art as a gift.
You paint every day now.
Yes.
Tell me about your days.
Well, I go into my studio as soon as I have my leisurely breakfast, mostly about 9 o'clock. And I usually stop about 6. And the stopping is the discipline. Really, that's long enough to paint. People say, oh, what discipline you have. And it's not discipline, though. I wouldn't say I'm quite driven, but close to it to have a paintbrush in my hand.
You know, when you talk, there's a little bit of hesitation.
Yes.
And am I right in saying you might be a bit shy?
Apparently I am, yes.
You don't feel shy inside?
Yeah, I suppose I do.
You feel shy inside.
I even went and had a little counseling because I was president of an organization of people that I knew and loved and supported the organization very much. But it was so hard to, every meeting, get up in front of these people and say something. Anyway, she said, you're just a little shy and you don't have much experience, so that I'm still there.
What I was wondering is if you feel shy when you're painting. Your watercolors are full of color. They're just confident.
I don't feel shy. And when I've had shows sometimes, people have said, I didn't expect this from you. All this color, all this. And my paintings are often a full sheet size. And so, no, I don't feel shy.
I'm looking at a note card made from one of your watercolors. It is a scattering of shells. It looks as though you just happened upon this, but it's at the same time pleasingly composed. The colors all look like shells, but not shells that have sat around for a long time. They're shells that still have their colors. Can you tell me the story of composing this, of painting this, of making this happen?
I chose some shells from my vast shell collection and scattered them around on a rug and took a photo of them so I would have that closer to see when I drew and painted. And then as the painting developed, I added either by imagination or just more shells to fill in.
Did you start with a pencil drawing?
Yes.
You? Okay. And yes. Then tell me about the color application. You know, describe the colors and then tell me how that color came to be.
I started out with 2 or 3 colors, a pink and a blue, and I think a yellow, and put it all through the painting. So that is under there showing through the color that I've put on top. And then I developed the main shells first, and then I filled in. I hardly ever set up a still life. I hardly ever use just one photograph. I'll have 6 or 8 photographs that I sort of combine into a painting. This one, a Japanese bamboo basket with persimmons on a shiny table that reflects, and a drape of finely detailed, it's a kimono woven in the background. None of that was together.
The secret world of Anita Cooper's head.
I usually have in my head fairly exactly what I want the painting to be, but it changes as I paint, of course, sometimes, and often, I would say. But yes.
You know where you're going.
I know where I'm going.
And you know when you get there.
And I sometimes. That's a little harder. I do occasionally overwork things.
When you're looking around, we're sitting here in the studio, and you're looking at me and I'm looking at you. What's going on in your artist's mind while you and I are sitting here talking?
I'm trying to think how I paint.
and wishing you could just be doing it, probably.
Oh, well, in a way, all of my life is integrated. People have said to me, science and math, how does that go with being an artist? And yet, it is so natural. Science is as much a part of me as my art. And so, when I'm in my studio, I may be thinking a lot about art, but I may also be thinking about those shells and where they came from and the organism that lived in them and that.
It's a rich world you live in, isn't it?
Yes, and I have a lot of interests, and I'm never going to just paint one subject.
I have a very hard question for you.
Okay.
Are you producing real art?
That's a hard one. Yes. Because I think other people see and appreciate my art, for one thing. And for another thing, my view of real art is much broader than I think it used to be. I don't worry about if it's real art. I worry about if this is what I want to be doing. And I don't even worry a whole lot about, well, other people like it, because I find that some people do and some people don't. And I don't like all art either, even real art.
You just worry about whether you like it?
Yes, yes.
And you do?
I do throw away a certain amount.
But the ones you keep, you like?
I like. Yes.
You'll find the two watercolors Anita Cooper just talked about, Broken Shells Around My Feet and Bamboo Basket with Persimmons, which incidentally was a 2007 finalist in Watercolor Magazine's cover competition, on the Spark page at WMRA.org. There you'll also see a photograph of Anita at work in her studio and one of her bromeliad drawings. After a break with mobile bicycle repairman and Harrisonburg resident Ben Wise.